This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Mohan Charan Majhi was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Odisha at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar today. Along with him, two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanak Vardhan Singh Dev, Pravati Parita, and a number of ministers were also sworn in. This is the first time the BJP is going to form a government in the state on its own. The 52-year-old Majhi was unanimously elected leader of the BJP Legislature Party last evening. Early in the day, the Telugu Desam Party Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh at Kesarapalli in Krishna district. Along with him, 24 newly elected members, including 3 from the Janasena Party and 1 from the Bharatiya Janata Party, were sworn in the Council of Ministers. First session of the 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members and election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and discussion on the address will also be held in this session. The session of Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Apulia, Italy tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit to be held on the 14th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said, India has been invited as an outreach country. He said this will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. He said the visit will also be an opportunity to engage with other world leaders present at the G7 summit on issues of importance to India as also to the Global South. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed sadness at the fire mishap in Kuwait City. In his message, Mr. Modi said his thoughts are with all those who have lost their near and dear ones. He prayed for the speedy injury of those injured. He added that the Indian Embassy in Kuwait is closely monitoring the situation and working with the authorities there to assist the affected. Indian Ambassador to Kuwait, Adarsh Swaika, visited different hospitals to meet the injured Indians in the incident. The embassy has also released an emergency helpline number, +965-6550-5246. Meanwhile, External Affairs Ministry has said that as directed by the Prime Minister, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh is urgently travelling to Kuwait to oversee assistance to those injured in the fire tragedy. He will also coordinate with local authorities for early repatriation of mortal remains of those who have died in the incident. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today discussed the 100-day Agricultural Action Plan in detail with senior officials of his ministry. Mr. Chauhan told the officials that they should focus on farmer-oriented works so that work can be done speedily as per the sankalp of Prime Minister. The Agriculture Minister gave directions to take strong steps to strengthen the country's agriculture sector. He stressed that the availability of quality fertilizers, seeds and other inputs to farmers should be ensured on priority basis. In Jammu and Kashmir, another terrorist was killed today in an ongoing operation in the Saida Sohal village in Hiranagar sector of Kathua district. Last night, security forces rushed to the village and launched a counter-terrorist operation in which one terrorist was killed while a CRPF jawan suffered injuries. However, the injured CRPF jawan succumbed earlier today. Indian Army has commenced a pan-India motorcycle expedition today, a journey commemorating the 25th anniversary of Indian victory over Pakistan in the Kargil War of 1999. Defence Ministry said the expedition serves to showcase significant contribution and honour the legacy of the country's brave soldiers. 3 teams of 8 motorcyclists each have embarked on this historic journey from 3 corners of the country, Dinjan in Assam, Dwarka in Gujarat, and Dhanushkuri in Tamil Nadu. These riders will traverse diverse terrains and challenging routes, symbolizing the unity and resilience of the armed forces. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on USA at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. Both the teams are entering the match undefeated in the previous 2 outings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.